It's Monday, March 31st, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world, including things like Turtles and Masks, comics, anime, video games. You know, all the best stuff in the world.
Everything.
Yeah. This week, let's just jump right into it with our picks. I got like a billion, so I'm going to tell you all of them all at once.
Mm-hmm.
First things first, there's a new anime on the horizon that I'm very interested in.
Mm-hmm.
It contains transforming robots.
What?
It contains jets. And it contains love triangles. That's right, there is a new Macross anime on the scene. This is going to be the fourth new anime in the series' 30-long history. No details have been announced. I'm just hoping it's something completely new and not a rehash of old ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are suspecting it might be something a little more akin to... If Frontier was the this generation's version of the original Macross, they're thinking that the next anime is going to be this generation's version of Seven.
So, down.
So crazy.
I mean,
those are the current speculation. Nothing's been ever revealed, but that's cool. Mm-hmm. My next pick deals with somebody's favorite actor, Chris Evans.
He is quitting acting.
He is quitting acting.
Whoa. Yeah,
after his 9-movie stint with Marvel, he is done acting.
And he's going to be directing.
Yes. Which, you know, more power to him. Who wants to be in the movie that Chris Evans is directing?
I would.
Well, other than you.
Other than his number one fan.
Yeah. Chris Evans should be in the movie that he's directing.
Yeah.
He should also do the musical score and everything else.
Actually, I don't know if it's 9 movies or if it's 6 movies. I can't remember.
That's a lot of movies.
Yeah, either way, that's a lot of movies.
Yeah, well, if you think... his contract is movie appearances, so I don't know if the Thor cameo counts.
Ah, interesting.
Because right now he has 3. He has Captain America, The Avengers, Captain America.
True. So, and then Thor would count as 4.
Yeah. And, yeah, and then
if they count.
Yeah, and then if you count Avengers 2, there's 5. Mm. And if they show up in The Guardians, there's 6. Mm. But the thing that they said was... the other thing that came out of the news story was that Robert Downey Jr. was already saying that he's at the top of the list of the first of the Avengers to quit.
Really?
Because he's like, as much as I'd like to do this role, you got to look at ourselves, you got to look at our age.
Yeah.
And he's like, clearly I'm the oldest of the group. Mm. I'm encroaching on 60 soon.
What?
Well, he's like 55. Whoa. But he's like, by the time Avengers 2 comes out, he will be very close to 60.
Huh.
Right? And he's got to go soon. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Iron Man Jr.
So that's... Damn. I don't know.
I think Chris Evans would be a good Iron Man, good Tony Stark.
You know, it's funny. They say they're like, well, you know, in 10 years, they're going to reboot the whole thing again.
Yeah, true.
So... This is just our gen, and then...
And then we're going to be like, oh, he wasn't as good as Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah,
oh,
that's going to be us in a couple of years.
Oh, my
that
God.
Why can't they just continue the story with new actors?
No, because it's like the comic universe.
That's true.
Think about it.
No, but we were talking about the actors. Like, oh, he didn't play a good Tony Stark like Robert did.
Well, I don't... Do you think they would... If they did a reboot, do you think they'd bring in another Tony Stark? Or would they bring in someone else?
I don't know.
Is this going to be like a James Bond thing? Like, oh, I like this Stark better than this Stark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be. You never know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's just that. And then I believe my final pick is about comics.
Yo.
So there's this new comic coming out this November. It stars Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And other Spider-Man. And all the Spider-Man.
All the Spider-Man.
Is it Clone Wars again?
No, it is just called Spider-Man Spider-Verse.
Oh, God.
There have no details been given, but the event is basically this. Every Spider-Man that you have ever known will come together in this one comic.
That's crazy.
Across all universes, everybody, including the amazing Bagman.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, every time Peter has donned a different costume, that will count as a different Spider-Man.
Oh, wow.
From a different universe.
Oh. Wow.
So this one only has 3 webs instead of 4 webs.
So, yeah. I'm just looking forward to seeing Scarlet Spider come back. Ben Reilly.
Wow. Holy smokes. Ben Reilly. I haven't heard that name forever.
Yeah.
Holy guacamole.
Mr. 90s Hoodie Spider-Man.
I know, right?
Oh, he's the best. He's the best. the epitome of the 90s, bright colors and a hoodie.
In a hoodie.
Yeah, he's the best. And then, of course, Miles Morales will come in. And by this point, Peter Parker will be the Amazing Spider-Man again. Yeah. And I think they're going to try and fit in Doc Ock Spider-Man as well.
Huh.
Wow.
So, be prepared for all the Spider-Man come this November.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. That's it for my picks. Blavin, what were yours?
So, mine is movie related. Yeah. There's a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie on the horizon, as we all know. And it was directed by Michael Bay. But the trailer came out this past week.
It's not directed by Michael Bay.
Is it not? Is it not anymore?
It was never directed by Michael Bay.
So,
his name was on it because he's executive producer.
Oh, executive producer.
Or a producer. It's like, it's a Michael, like, he's putting his name on it.
Yeah.
But he's not directing it.
Oh, interesting.
Like, okay. He's in charge of, like, the big executive decisions, but it isn't necessarily.
So, he was the one who okayed the Humvees.
Yes.
He's like, listen, you want my money? There needs to be X amount of Humvees.
I think that's something we need to establish. A lot of people are pitting this as the Bay Turtles, which, in some extent, they are, but it's not like Transformers, where it's like, this is the Baybots. This is
watch Optimus rip a spine out of another robot.
No, this is not all Michael Bay. So
Okay, that makes sense. But because the way the trailer looks, it looks like it's the Turtles we know. I mean, they're joking around and whatnot, and it seems to have like a comical side to it as well. One thing though, in this trailer, I think we saw Michelangelo, Raphael, Leonardo. And we also saw Donatello briefly. He had, like, a backpack on. So he has, like, mechanical backpack or something that helps him do stuff, I guess.
Well, he's always been the gadget one, right?
Yeah, and it looks pretty good. But, man, those turtles are ugly.
You don't like, look at those turtles.
They are not good looking.
They look like mutant turtles.
I'm keeping an open mind.
Yeah.
What I do like is, you know, before the turtles are always, they're always kind of drawn the same.
Yeah.
And the only thing that differentiates them is their headband color. Yeah. But I like how here you could distinctly tell them apart.
Oh, yeah, because of different noses.
They have, like, different feature sets.
Yeah.
They look like four brothers as opposed to four twins.
But, like, when I saw one of the little costumes that people have for kids and stuff, it just makes you look like a monster.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I believe it was directed by the guy who did Clash of the Titans.
I've never seen that one.
Yeah, well, he has a pretty poor track record. I'm not expecting this movie to be that great.
They should have done M. Night Shyamalan. The twist at the end.
That is marginally better.
Yeah.
Maybe worse.
It should be a twist at the end.
Yeah.
I still find it funny how he ruined his own career.
Oh, yeah. M. Night Shyamalan. Oh, so good. Ruined?
Yeah.
He trolled himself.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, oh, there's going to be a twist at every movie, and then everyone expected it, and then and then everyone stopped going.
Troll.
The one thing in this trailer that I found surprising with the Megan Fox character is the scene where she meets the turtles in the trailer at the end plays out like exactly the same way she meets the Transformers.
She's fainting?
Yeah. The same thing. And Sam's like, no, don't. And she's like,
She's really good at fainting.
You know what, though?
Ew.
Megan Fox.
Ew.
Hot.
She is.
She's not a redhead.
She can't act her way out of a paper bag. In all the scenes in this trailer...
All she did was run around and...
She looked gorgeous, and I'm just like, okay. I see why you're in this film.
But all she did was just faint and be surprised.
She did all the hot girl things.
Yeah.
That's all the things hot girls do is faint and be surprised.
Who is the bad guy? I remember that evil guy. He's always evil.
He's not always evil, but you remember him for the Dark Knight, the movie? The IMAX preview where the Joker robs the bank?
Yeah.
He's holding the shotgun there. I believe he's from Prison Break as well. I can't remember what his character was in Prison Break.
Oh, okay.
He's done a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, he's been, like, I know his face and I like his acting. I could just never put a name to it.
I just don't know how they're going to fit in the Shredder. Who's Shredder then?
I think he's the Shredder.
Oh my god. Outrage.
How much chrome?
Oh, and also, they didn't show Splinter, so I'm excited to see that.
What do you think? I mean, the rat isn't exactly the prettiest looking creature in the world. Thing, right? So, and with how they've made these turtles extra not cute, that rat could either be the ugliest or the most adorable Splinter we've ever seen.
Oh my god, yeah.
What if it's still just a regular rat, but they could talk?
Like, and he's like in a little cage?
He's like in a cage.
Oh, I wouldn't like that.
Or he's like, no, not in a cage, but he's like, whenever you see him, it's always like he's on a table next to an apple, and the apple's big.
I hope he's like dwarf size. Compared to the turtles?
Yeah, that'd be cool. But like Yoda type.
Yeah.
Man, I miss the puppet Splinter from the old movies.
No, man, that was terrible.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Those movies are so good. I don't think anything can top the second Turtles movie ever. The one with Tokon Razor, Vanilla Ice, the pizza delivery kid. Yeah, that one is literally the best one.
The most critically panned one, right?
Yeah, but it's so... No, wait. You guys loved it, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
The ninja rap? I ran that tape to the ground. Yeah, of course. My tape wore out. Go, ninja, go.
I hope they have a new song.
Yeah, okay, we're going to listen to that later. But man, man, the movie was so good.
Yeah.
Toka and Razor.
That was good.
Is that the one where they crush Shredder at the end? Where he crushes the pillars and then they all fall on him? And then the turtles are floating at the end in the water? I'm like, oh, we're good.
Yeah.
Is that one?
Yeah. Is that that one or is that the first one?
That's probably that one.
Yeah, but man.
I don't remember the first
remember one. Remember Ernie Bata Reyes or whatever?
Ernie Reyes.
Junior? Yeah, oh man, he was so awesome. He was a pizza delivery boy.
Yeah, he was cool.
And like, he broke out of, when Splinter was trying to teach him to be patient, and he was impatient, and he gets rewarded for it. It's like, what the heck? The kids learn nothing. Remember he's trying to teach him how to meditate?
Yeah.
He's like, I can't do this! And then he runs, and then he gets caught, and then everything works out fine. It's like,
I don't remember that. Mm.
Do you think Casey Jones will be in this movie?
Oh my god.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I kind of
hope
so. Casey Jones is always, like, my favorite character in Ninja Turtles.
Of course you would like the
movie. Are you reading the current comic?
No, I haven't read it.
It's fantastic.
Okay. I gotta read it.
You should read it.
So bad.
I'm gonna take Vince's.
Is it anything like that old one?
No. Well, sort of. A lot of people are claiming it, like, as the best.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, maybe not be, like, as good as the old one, but it's the best reboot of everything, of anything.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm excited. Mm. It's gonna be good.
Cool. Did you have another pick?
Super Robot Wars Z3 is coming out. That's cool.
Oh, okay. I thought you had something else you want to talk about.
No, it's pretty sweet, Super Robot Wars. Macross 7's in it.
Oh.
So is Full Metal Panic.
Oh, you know what? I have seen screens of this, yes.
It's awesome.
It does look good.
It's for Vita, too, so I think Blazers is going to get it, and we're going to just fawn over it.
Wow.
Yeah. Vita's not a region?
No, it's not.
No?
PS3 also has it, but now our thing is fried, so we can't even play it. HD.
Oh, yeah, you guys have a PlayStation.
Yeah, I kind of want to. Oh, God.
Let's get a new one.
Let's get a new one.
It's so tempting.
Like, or see if there's like a repair place that can do it for cheaper.
I don't even know what's wrong with it. But, like, come on. Oh, Super Robot Wars in HD. I don't know my body can handle it. Gunbuster's in it.
Just buy one.
So, apparently, Blaze, my brother, has not watched the second Gunbuster.
Diebuster?
Yeah, I told him.
That's like all him.
I asked him, like, do you like feels? And he didn't understand what I meant. I asked him if he remembered the ending of Gunbuster 1. He said yes. And I said, oh, if you remember it, then you should watch this one.
Yeah.
Just for the culmination at the end. Yeah.
No, I think he would love or Diebuster versus Gunbuster.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But he's not.
I kicked a black hole in half.
Yeah, but he likes it for different reasons than you.
Yeah.
He likes it for the girl weebs, not the robot.
Yeah,
the robot
like he'll love the opening when she's dressed as a maid and the dudes in the robots start quote-unquote tickling her.
Or when she goes, like, they're topless and she takes off her top.
No, that's too obvious.
Yeah. But Anthony likes things like, again, black hole kicking and stuff.
Yeah, I kicked the black hole in half.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's my picks. Cool. Anthony.
Anthony's pick is...
I got one pick. So, a little political. It's California Senator Leland Yee is in the news.
Hello, Leland.
If people who follow, like, games news remember, like, Jack Thompson. He was kind of like that. He's really against violent video games, and he's also pro gun control. And before he tried to pass a bill that would make it a criminal offense to sell a mature rated game to someone under 18. So like if you were an EB and you sold a game that was 18 plus to someone who's not 18,
mm-hmm.
you could be sent to jail. That bill didn't pass, but it was crazy. He's known for being kind of a nutcase. And recently he got caught by the police for corruption scandals, which turned out that he was in a plan with a New Jersey mob to do gun trafficking.
Gun trafficking.
Wow.
Like the irony.
So what I want to know is, was he involved in these crimes while he was trying to pass this bill?
They don't know how long it's been going on for.
Because that's not irony, that's just genius.
What do you got? So apparently,
no, because like, think about it, right? You're trying to pass this bill, or like, you're doing all these shitty things.
Yeah.
And to get attention off of yourself, you're passing the bill that says the exact opposite.
Ding.
It's like so obvious. It's not obvious.
Yeah. Anymore. Yeah. Anyways, continue.
So the people allege that he's been in a gun trafficking deal, brokering a deal that would have sent a New Jersey mob a large amount of weapons from the Philippines.
They caught me.
Yo, it's okay. Those are just toys, man. They're just yo-yos and boomerangs.
Hell yeah. But yeah,
this is kind of crazy. He was released on bail, I think a couple days ago, for $500,000.
Wow.
Yeah, and right now, he's also been... Another accusation is that he's been soliciting undercover FBI agents money. Like, they give him money for... Then he gives them, like, shady favors, like, illegal favors, pretty much. Oh, I'll let you get away with something, I guess.
I'll turn my head.
Yeah, I'll turn my head this way or something like that.
All right.
And so, yeah, he's just been in trouble. And now he's being asked to step down from his position in politics, or he's at risk of being voted out by California.
No. So.
Hey, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, so he turns out to be a pretty bad man.
Badass
motherfucker. No, but yeah, it's kind of nuts.
Like, see, I don't know if I'd piss him off now, because now you know
he's got all these connections.
Yeah. So, I mean, who's gonna be the guy to point the finger and say, "Sorry, buddy, you're out"? He's like, "Am I?
Am I?
Am I?
Or is your family out?" It's like, oh,
oh my gosh.
We're just joking. We don't mean any of that. So, yes,
jeez.
But yeah, it's kind of nuts. It's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
And that was my only pick this week.
Hey, that's something.
That's something. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
The secrets people have.
Yeah. I know, right?
So now Jack Thompson has been disbarred, and this guy's been caught on gun charges.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Video games ruining professional people's lives. Good people. They go to school. They've changed the world. They've been ruined by video games.
Seriously, those...
Like us. People like us.
These Filipinos, you know? like, what the G's? Handing out guns?
They're the most violent race on the...
I know, right?
What are you guys doing?
I don't know, Anthony, you want to buy some guns?
Sure, I guess. I'm not in a position of power.
Well, why buy guns when you can just take them?
You don't want to buy my guns? I mean, my biceps? Oh, get it.
But,
All right.
These guns, though. Who made King Arthur's Round Table?
Who?
Circumference.
Oh, wow, that's a really good one. Holy moly. Oh, jeez. Wow. I'm stunned. Writing it in my iPhone for future use.
Just use Siri for that, man.
Siri,
write down this awesome joke.
Wow.
I know.
You guys and your puns. Good job.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
No, more puns.
Why was the bullet unemployed?
Why?
Because he got fired.
Oh my god, this is so good.
Oh my god.
Podcast.
What did the big chimney say to the little chimney? You're too young to be smoking.
It's too clever. Couldn't think of it.
Alright, that's good. I'm done.
One more.
what do you call an ape who always comes back?
An ape who always comes back?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A boomerangatang.
God damn it. Like,
yo, come on.
I like that one.
You dropped it.
I like that one. A boomerangatang.
You dropped it.
A boomerangatang.
Disgusted.
Next segment.
Hello, listeners. You enjoy hearing Anthony talk about his digital dreams, Vince's plastic preferences, or my cardboard crack addiction? Well, we'd like to hear about all your pastimes, too. Send us some letters at tniab.letters@gmail.com. After all, your letters are part of the coolest things in the world, too.
So, for our weeks, let's start with Anthony.
I actually did a lot this week.
Yeah.
I finished Veronica Mars... Oh, oops.
Yeah.
I finished Veronica Mars season 1.
Season 1! Good and for you.
That show's nuts.
Yeah.
For the amount of stuff that goes on in this high school girl's life.
Yeah.
Holy jeez.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I've already started season two.
Yeah.
It's been going on.
I think I'm on the season two finale right now.
Damn. How many seasons are there?
Three.
Oh. But yeah, it's pretty good. The other thing I did, last night I went to go see Bad Words.
Is it a band?
No, it's a movie.
Oh, okay.
It's directed, produced by Jason Bateman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so Jason acts in it as the main character. He directed it and he produced it.
Okay.
He plays kind of a scumbag who found a loophole to participate in a elementary school spelling bee.
Really?
Yeah, and as a 40-year-old...
Oh, this movie.
Yeah, and okay. He makes it all the way to the Nationals, pretty much. And so, like, the movie's about figuring out why is he doing this, and for what reasons is he doing this.
Okay.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's a really vulgar movie.
Yeah,
I like, think bad so. Words, like, it lives up to the title. Like, the amount of...
Swearing?
Racism, just straight flat, like, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty funny. It's really funny. And I recommend people see it. The other thing, I went to go see RAC in mm-hmm. concert.
Mm-hmm.
Band I really like. What I've learned is that if I want to become a full-fledged hipster,
yeah.
is that I need to invest in a leather jacket.
Oh, God.
Because the amount of leather jackets I've seen...
What kind of leather jacket are we talking about?
They're not like biker jackets, but they got a lot of zippers in places where you don't think zippers would be useful. They're kind of high on the they're like above the waist.
Alright.
Tight fitting. But yeah, like, just the amount of leather.
What color?
Black.
Oh.
The amount of leather I saw at this concert, insane.
A lot of dead crocodiles, huh?
Yeah, a lot of dead crocodiles.
Cool. That's so funny.
But it's great. It was a really great concert. There was I didn't like the one band that was our classic. They were the headliner.
This is called Classic was there?
Yeah. CLA.
Is it the two dudes?
Yeah, it's two guys.
They sing well?
They didn't sing. They had a robot voice for a while. Like, they spoke into a microphone and had a robot voice.
Really? But that song that they have is very cool.
I think you're mixing it up. The song name is Classic?
Oh, my gosh. Never mind.
No. Okay. Mix it up again.
God dang it.
No, this one is, yeah, they're like a techno group.
Okay.
And then the other one was from New York called Ghost Hotel, and they were like electro funk.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Electro funk.
Yeah, it was weird.
Was it the 70s?
Yeah, it was actually
pretty cool. No, man, that's modern.
Yeah. The big thing now apparently is like electro swing.
What the?
Yeah, so they do swing music, but with,
what?
Yeah, techno style.
Yeah, I heard some of it. It sounds like it doesn't work, but yeah. It's not bad.
It's okay. But yeah, it was a really good concert. Like, just, I just wanted to see RAC. And
how was RAC?
They were amazing.
How was Rex?
So good.
How was Rex City? Oh,
lead singer's so attractive.
Is he?
Yeah.
Just want to get there?
And what else did I do? Oh, and I bought the Diablo 3 expansion.
Oh, yeah. How was it? Did you beat it?
I did beat it.
How long? I heard it's like 4 hours.
Yeah. It's a little less because my wizard was kind of pimped out.
Oh, by the time you started it.
Yeah. But it's a pretty cool act. New enemies, the loot drop system, the transmogrifying system, which is what I've been using most of my money on, which is pretty cool.
Transmogrifying?
Yeah, so I can like change the look of my weapons from one to another. Or if, say you get a really awesome weapon, uh-huh. but you don't like one of the stats,
yeah.
You can choose, per item, you can choose one stat. And you can re-roll it as many times as you want.
Oh.
Yeah, but as soon as you choose, like, because there'll be, like, there's, like, 200 strength, 200 vitality, crit chance, right? But you can only pick one of those mm-hmm. to re-roll. And then you re-roll that slot. You can re-roll that slot over and over again until you get what you want.
What's the perfect?
Perfect depends on the item. Like, they scale in numbers
okay,
and stuff.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but it's cool. Right now, I'm going through it again as a Crusader.
Is that the new class?
Which is the new class.
Okay.
They take a lot of stuff from the Paladin from Diablo 2.
Sounds like a Paladin.
Yeah.
Type.
So they're more of a tank class, which the game didn't really have before. Even though the Barbarian was like a lot of health, he's still like a lot of DPS.
So how useful is the tank class when you're playing solo?
It's pretty useful because there's a lot of enemies. They're really really slippery, like they just get away a lot.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of ways to crowd control, and he has a lot of ways to lock them in place.
Okay.
And some of his attacks, they do pretty decent damage.
Yeah.
While letting you crowd control other people. So like one of them is just, you just send down a judgment beam from the heavens. And it auto follows people.
Okay.
And while that's going around, you can focus on like, I want these guys to all be grouped here, so they all get hit by the beam and stuff like that. It's a pretty fun class. They have a unique ability to carry two-handed weapons in one hand. So you can carry I guess that's how it makes up for their lack of DPS skills.
Deeps.
Yeah. So you get like the big heavy hitting weapons in one hand, and then you can have like a big, huge shield in the other one.
Yeah.
And you're just a walking tank.
Mm-hmm.
You just wreck stuff. It's pretty good.
How much is this expansion?
40? 39?
It's $40 for this expansion?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's pricey.
Whoa, I think it's $59 for like the deluxe edition, which gets you like some skins, and it gets you a character when Heroes of the Storm comes out.
Is that the next expansion?
No, Heroes of the Storm is their Blizzard MOBA.
What?
Yeah.
I thought this was like a $15 add-on.
No, it is not. And that's where, like, I'm playing through it, and I really enjoyed it, but I don't really think it's, like, this is the one of the few times I say that it's not worth the money.
Wow.
Because I thought, you know, yeah, going in, you said, oh, yeah, 4 hours, and you're like, no, a little less. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever, 15 bucks, I'm sure, and you get a new character, cool.
But $40.
$40, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want to get this, I'd have to pay for Diablo and then this expansion.
Yeah. They had Diablo.
Don't look at it that way.
They had Diablo going on for, yeah, it's not a standalone expansion.
Oh.
Because it's just an extra act on top, like past the final level
of
Diablo 2. Or Diablo 3.
Wow.
Yeah, and the thing about this is like,
that's surprising.
It's kinda it like, I guess to get your money out of it, you'd want repel, like you gotta keep going back and farming. That's the loot grind.
That's probably that's
pretty
it.
Much what it is, right?
Yeah, okay.
And but the thing is like, because the way they have stuff set up, like lobbies and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not like Diablo 2 where you can just like make a lobby and then you search through. It's like, okay, these guys are doing boss runs, we'll just go here.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like that. You just join a random room and hopefully what they're doing is what you need to do.
Right, right.
Right.
Oh. And,
yeah, because it's just they matchmake you with people instead of having like, this is the Mephisto run lobby.
Yeah.
Inferno only or something. Yeah. And also, it's really, really hard to find people to play with when you're not level 70, which is the new level cap.
Oh, right, because that game's been out for like 2 years now?
Yeah, so the one thing is, like, when you matchmake with people, like, because now the game scales with you.
Yeah.
So now, no matter where you are, even if you're on Inferno difficulty, or not Inferno, if you're on Torment difficulty, the enemies are still your level.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when you go to try and find matchmaking, it tries to find an area with people of your level.
Interesting.
So like it's really specific, and there's not enough people who aren't level 70
The hardcore people are the ones that are staying, right?
Yeah. And yeah, just to do like, even just to do multiplayer runs and stuff at like the level, it's really boring grinding out by yourself. Yeah. That's what I've been doing I've been playing that game while I'm doing podcasts and stuff, just to get through all the podcasts I'm behind on.
Yeah,
crazy.
But yeah, it's really fun. It's really well made. How they continue on the story from Act 4 is great. And it's just, I just don't think it's worth $40.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, I guess the traditional Diablo player understands that this is not something you'll go through once.
Yeah, it's not. And to people who are just like, oh, I wonder what happens after Diablo. Like, don't buy it if you're just gonna do it for the one playthrough.
Yeah.
Like, it's not worth it.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah. If you're in for the loot grind and you're in for that, I want that perfect set and I want to go do all the new, like, adventuring stuff, which is pretty cool. They have, like, Nephilim Rifts.
Right.
Which are, like, bonus, like, high-level areas, and they have a higher spawn rate of elite mobs.
Yeah.
And then
elite mobs.
Yeah, elite mobs. And then you can go get better items and stuff. So they added stuff like that just for the end game. But yeah, it's not. There's like no cow level.
Okay.
Still. There's still that unicorn level, but again, because of the matchmaking the way it is, like, I've only seen that level once. And it's really hard to get the drops that you need to make that.
The drops.
I guess I'll just wait until it hits
the bargain bin?
No, the consoles.
Yeah, like, if there's, like, a complete edition eventually and you haven't played it before, like, yeah, sure.
That's what I'm afraid of. Like, I want to wait till all the expansions are out and get that, but then, like, 10 years from now, will I care?
No.
Yeah.
You probably forget about it before you want to buy
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Those CG cutscenes, though, they look nice.
In 10 years, will they look nice?
I don't know. The FF10 ones still look pretty good.
No, they don't.
I think so.
They don't look that good. They really don't look that good.
You don't want Anthony, your subjective opinion.
I think they look pretty good.
That's your week?
But yeah, that's been my week. I've been doing a lot of stuff.
Super busy.
Cool. Yeah. And then somewhere in there, I also fit in more League.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Good for you.
League of Legends.
Blavin, you're not playing League anymore, are you?
No.
Oh.
But I'll go last.
Okay. No, I know you're not. I know you're going last. Don't worry.
Oh, God. I also have not played League in forever.
Yeah.
My League career is over.
I know. I know it is.
How did you notice? How would you know?
Because you're not talking about it.
Ever.
What if I... Okay, I play it all the time.
No.
It's too late.
It's different.
It's different now, okay? You're not the same as you used to be.
Different, Slavin.
We just changed as people, and I think we should move on.
Yeah, we should. We'll go on to my week. So, you mentioned Final Fantasy X. Yeah, I've been playing more of that. I'm like 21 hours in.
Have you not beaten this yet?
You know, I've been going through it pretty slowly.
Weird. Like, for a game that I think that you already know what to do.
I haven't played it since 2006. I kind of forget.
Oh, really?
I forget a lot about it.
How much Blitzball have you played?
I played none. The two matches that you're required to
the
play.
The mandatory matches?
I won those ones, and then I'm like, about.
You won them?
Yeah.
I've never won a Blitzball game.
I won the trophy, and I'm like, yeah! Waka's like, retiring champion. Later.
I always get the one where they're sad.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't get the one where he walks out with the giant trophy?
No, I've never won a Blitzball game. I've also never successfully done the jack shot.
Oh my god.
You've never done successfully the jack shot?
Yeah, when you go
the memories?
Yeah, the memories one on the boat and you get the ball. I've never successfully done the
jack
shot.
Have you gotten there yet?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm almost fighting Sin for the
How
first
could you
time
not get
boat.
That, man?
I never get it. I always mess it up.
Can you do Orin's overdrive?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
But but that one, it's like the one chance. You have the one try.
You save right before.
See, that's just smart.
So what happened?
Me as a child, I did not think
What would happen if you get it?
You get a overdrive move called the jack shot.
Wait, so you just went through the whole game without it?
Yeah.
That's kind of rough.
Well, you don't get the overdrive move till later, but you get the move in Blitzball.
Yeah.
And that probably made Blitzball way easier.
It does. It makes Blitzball so easy, because then Titus can shoot from, like, anywhere.
And get a goal?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. The jack shot is too good. Too good.
Damn.
Anthony, you suck sores.
Yeah, young Anthony sucks sores.
I'll tell you right now. To win those two games, the strategy you need is pass Titus or pass Tawaka, then shoot.
From anywhere?
Just do it, yeah. Hopefully if they're close enough, but just shoot. Just keep shooting, because they have special shots that no other team members have. I think, like, Waka has the Venom, and Titus has either Spiral or Jack, depending on which one you put on.
Okay.
Oh, but wait.
But I've never had the Jack shot. And also, I would always try to play it like soccer. Like, I'd be like, oh, I gotta get up close and I gotta do the thing. But then you always see the ball for me.
Or
run out of energy.
Yeah.
And be like, God damn it.
That definitely makes it a lot easier if you're close. But I'm just saying.
Just go ham.
If they're open, go and then shoot.
Suck at Blitzball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my final score is like 4-2.
What?
That's pretty good.
That's four more goals than I've ever scored.
That's so funny.
But I will say, Blitzball is not very fun. It is the worst mini game in any Final Fantasy game. Like, the card games are way better than Blitzball.
Okay. Also, one more question before you get to your thing.
Yeah.
How do you get 0-0-0 on a Chocobo race?
What do you mean?
One of the trophies is get a time of 0 seconds or 0 hours, 0 minutes, 0 seconds.
Oh, actually, I don't know.
In the Chocobo race.
I don't know.
So you win right away?
I don't know. I've never done it.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
It might be a glitch.
Maybe.
They want you to
that
glitch.
That they made a trophy?
Yeah.
Like, we need to fix this. This is cool. Yeah.
It might have something to do with the International Edition. I don't know.
Maybe. Okay. That's it.
Yeah, no, so. Progressing through that. And, it's Final Fantasy X. There's a lot of things I forgot about it. I forgot how ridiculous it is how you get Riku. kind of just comes on and says, "Hey, I want to be part of your party."
Yeah, that's why I was on the boat.
And Yuna says, "Okay.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know you, but okay."
And you're a thief.
Sure. And I think Yuna knows that she just tried to kill her, so okay.
I forgive you. Ooh, all Yuna is forgiven.
Yeah.
Now you just got to dodge 200 lightning bolts.
I've dodged one. I've dodged just the one.
Don't you have to dodge them in a row?
I don't know.
I think you've dodged
them. I don't care. I'm not going to bother with that.
Do it!
No.
Oh, you know.
I'm not even going to care. Yeah, so that's fun. And then I put in Titanfall, and there was this message that I saw that said, I think it's like Early Adopter. It was an achievement called Early Adopter for Titanfall. It's like, get to level 50 before April 1st. Yeah. And I was like, shit. I think I want that. I want my gamertag to say that I have that.
Because no one else
can. Because then it expires!
And no one else can
get it. I'm like, yeah, I don't really care about achievements, but I think the whole time limit thing...
It'll make you care about certain achievements.
It'll make me care, and it'll be like, damn it. So I've been playing Titanfall, and... Yo, guess what? Shotgun's awesome.
Whatever, it's all about sniper rifle.
No. Shotgun's too good.
Snipe rifle.
Yeah, I've been having fun with the shotgun. That's it.
Yeah, man, it's still good to need.
It's ridiculous how good the shotgun is. It's stupid. But, what's wrong?
No, it's really good. Yeah. I was playing it, and I cleared out, like, three people out of a control point just by myself.
You know how, like, in other games, you gotta get up close to people?
Oh, is this a sniper rifle?
No, I mean, like, the shotgun.
Yeah, I know, but is this, like, a sniper rifle? Is this one of those games where the shotgun's a sniper rifle?
Sort of, but it's that because you can run and you have super mobility, you don't have to worry about chasing people down.
Yeah, and like, no matter how fast you run, like, the reticle doesn't get less accurate. Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So
you can hip fire like a madman?
Yeah, you never have to zoom.
Oh, that's amazing. Always hip fire. Those are my favorite kind of shotguns.
It's dumb.
It's the Halo 1 shotgun all over
again. It is. It's so cheap.
I also like the shotgun from, I think it was Modern Warfare, no, some COD where you could make it shoot a buck. Just one slug?
Yeah.
Oh. And he made it just, and we tested how far it would go.
That was Battlefield Bad Company.
Oh, it was the best. You could go like...
You could turn into a sniper rifle.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, I remember, because it didn't have the drop.
No!
It just like, fired across the screen.
It was like, you'd shoot, you'd see the reticle, and you'd say you had a kill.
And you're like, what? It's like,
I remember, you would just be sniping across the map, and then you see like the weapon, and be like, shotgun? What the? No, it was dumb.
Yeah, I like the I'm liking these shotguns.
Yeah.
Shotty.
But that's that. And then I picked up some toys. So you guys know that I like Transformers.
Yes.
What? News to me.
News to us.
I don't know. I like this thing called Transformers.
Never heard of it. Tell me all about it.
I've been reading the comic more than meets the eye.
Mm.
And I've been really wanting like this one toy from that they introduced, that they announced. His name is Swerve.
Swerve.
And G1 Swerve no one gives a shit about, but Comic Swerve is awesome because he's the smallest man on the team. He has no tactical or combat effectiveness or aptitude. He's absolutely useless. He's just small man, big mouth. And he's the guy who opens up a bar and gets other Autobots drunk.
He sounds like he should hang out with Drift. Like Drift and Swerve. Just go on the mountain pass.
No,
he lives to piss off Ultra Magnus. That's it.
Nice.
So Hasbro said, yeah, okay, we're making this toy. Sweet. It's in like, it just showed up in Canada. Mm-hmm. And I've been having the toughest luck trying to find it. Yo, like I spent the last week just trying to drive around looking for it. Nope. Nothing. But I ended up getting it.
Where?
At
a Fortino.
No, I really want to hear this.
Why?
Because I actually saw this firsthand where we had a box of Transformers.
Yeah.
A guy opened it, looked for one, took it, and just left.
Yeah, that's the problem, right? Like,
yeah.
People know, and they just know when the case assortment comes in, they're like, okay, I know which one from this case I need. Like, I know the numbers. I know which case I need. I know which ones I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I know if I look on a shelf, if there's one there that's in that case and it's not there, I missed it.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, so I still haven't found it. But I was able to get it, and I have to have... they're in my pocket here. Let me show you guys. There's two of them. So Swerve... And Flank. And they're little dudes.
So know? These are the ones you wanted?
These are the ones I wanted. They're only like $10 each. And they come with their Target Masters. I couldn't find them, right? And so I have to give a huge shout out to board member Z Farsh from the Cybertron.ca forums.
Nice.
He just he just asked me basically what my address was, and he just sent them to me. What? So I was like, what?
He just owned them, or?
He's just like, I heard you wanted these. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, here, you could just have them. So he just sent them to me. And I said,
it's got straight up free toys.
Yeah. So I was like, thanks, man. And he's like, yeah, you can have them. And so.
Did he just not want them?
Yeah. He's like, you were looking for them and that's it.
Do you like owe him your soul now?
No. He's just, that's probably upstairs somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's interesting. So why is he so hard to find? I mean.
Because they're the characters that the fans really, really love.
Really? So they just...
So everybody really loves Swerve, and Cosmos is just like a huge, like, he's a niche character that hardcore fans love. Yeah. Because he's an Autobot that turns into a UFO.
A UFO.
And, yeah, so... Were they
like a case thing too? Or
yeah, so they... It comes, I believe, it's a case of two, okay. And they're two of each.
Okay.
And, like, I could just never find them, so...
Interesting.
Most people buy them buy them together.
Yeah.
So I could just never find them. Like, I only wanted Swerve, but he's like, no, you could just have Cosmos.
So what is the price point for these guys?
So these things, I think, Canadian retail is pretty pricey. They go for, like, $12.99
But they're each. So small.
Yeah.
So what's the dealio? Why is it because they come with Target Master, or what's...
That's the official line. Like, because they come with Target Masters, they need to be more expensive for increased plastic costs and whatnot.
Right.
But I don't think they're worth that much.
Yeah.
But I still think they're cool. Like, I just really like the Swerve character, and that's all I wanted. So, cool to have. They're cool toys. They're like my equivalent to a stress ball right now. Or, like, when I'm at my desk and I'm writing, or when I'm waiting for progress bars to finish, they're the things I transform, like, quickly back and forth.
Just so, yeah. Efficiently.
Yeah, that's really it.
That's interesting, man.
Yeah, the Target Masters I think are really cool. I thought I wasn't gonna like them, but I really like their gun modes.
Yeah, the gun modes were cool.
So, yeah, that's it for these. I also got a huge box of stuff from.
Yeah.
From.
I saw that order, and that order was unreal.
From Ami Ami. I'm not gonna talk about all of them, I'll only talk about my the big stuff.
Again, it was unreal.
Yeah, actually, I thought I brought it down, but I didn't. Hold on, give me 1 second. You guys can fill in the air.
Yeah. So, I was looking at Vince's Instagram, and he took a picture of everything he bought. And, my lord, it looked like he had a warehouse full of toys. It's kind of crazy. Come on, actually talk. Come on. Oh, whatever, he's back.
Plastic.
Jesus. Jeez, here they are.
So, I'm only going to talk about Genesic Gal Gaigar right now.
It's hot.
And he's a big toy. What can I tell you?
He's a big boy.
His hair. So, yeah, his hair is on, like, plastic ball joints.
Yeah, which,
like,
is kind of weird.
They come out. But, so the toy is, he's pretty cool. He's pretty big. He's pretty beefy. I brought him down with Gal Gaigar to show you the differences. And the one thing I will say about Genesic, or this is the Super Robot Shogokin Genesic Gal Gaigar, is he's supposed to be Shogokin, but there's not really that much metal in him. Like, you pick him up and you're like, yeah, there's weight, but they're really only in, like, his lower legs, his inner skeleton. But this is not a toy. Like, if you love metal, this is not gonna.
Is that gonna do it for you?
Yeah, you know, it's more of an action figure than it is a high-end metal display piece. He's got a lot of joints. He's super poseable everywhere. He comes with pretty much every accessory you would want, except the Goldeon Crusher.
Of course.
How could they miss? I'm kidding. Of course they wouldn't put that in. It's like, oh, BT Dubs, here's another box for your friggin' space station.
Yeah. I mean, that would be cool if they sent, like, a house along with this, but yeah.
It'd be like one of those Polly Pocket things you can open and play with little people inside.
Oh, I would kill for that. Yeah,
you'd be all over that.
Yeah, so he's really neat. Black plastic is such a fingerprint magnet.
Yeah.
So
get there. Right?
It just is.
I love how you posted an Instagram photo about the wig mechanics.
That was hilarious. I did, because I'm like, oh, that was really cool.
So do they have instructions for these things or what?
Yeah, they do. I'll come in the box. There are some, like, changes they made to the design that I don't necessarily agree with.
Okay.
Like, for example, all the Gaigar sections are painted metallic silver.
Uh-huh.
Whereas on the original Gal Gaigar, they're, like, this pearly, creamy off-white.
Right.
And I think on the show, off-white was the color they're supposed to be.
Okay.
So I don't know if I really like the silver on that one. Mm-hmm. Like, the silver looks nice, I just...
You don't know if... You want it to be show accurate.
Yeah, that's my problem.
I understand.
The other thing, too, is I don't know, understand... Proportionally, there's some things that I don't find right. Like, for example, his calf area, I feel like it should be bigger. Like,
yeah. Longer. So, it's weird. I know what you mean. When you see him in the show, he looks like one solid piece of...
Yeah, like, on this show... Robot. Janessa Gilgar has, like... Giant cannon legs and cannon forearms.
Yeah.
And
He doesn't look like he's sleek.
Yeah. The original Gagagar gets it right. Like, he has the huge lower legs.
Yeah.
But the problem with the huge lower legs is that when you bend his knee, almost, it doesn't really look like anything's happening.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why they changed it on this one.
Yeah.
Like I said, he comes with every accessory. He comes with the wheel knife, the bolting driver.
Interesting.
He comes with the Hell and Heaven hands, and because I got the first round bonus, he comes with the colored Hell and Heaven hands, so I have pink and yellow ones instead.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if I could recommend this to people at $100.
Pretty pricey.
That's pretty pricey.
Like, I don't know. Like, the original Galgagar was $50.
Really?
Yeah. This one's double the price, and, like, even in hand, I don't know if I would say it's double the toy.
I know what you mean. Okay.
Like, and I don't know if I should be comparing it like that, but that's just how it is.
Interesting. Yeah.
But no, I think he's cool.
Man, but I really like how his hair is translucent.
And then it has like the base has like gold airbrushing to it to help it.
It's so crazy. They really put a lot of detail to his hair.
Yeah, they did.
I also, seeing your toy, I haven't realized that there's many differences between the left and right side of him. Because the dolphins on his sides are both different.
You know what? And one of them's a dolphin, one's a shark, I think.
Yeah, that's yeah, interesting. Yeah. I didn't see that before.
Yeah, I also didn't notice that his forearms are different.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one I noticed.
Yeah.
Also, his bird thing in the back is funny.
The gadget gal?
Hey, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Squawk! No. It's cool.
It's a cool toy, man.
Yeah.
That's sick. Does the lion mouth open this wide?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Is it usually closed?
I don't know. It's not closed. It's just not... It's not
also a gate.
Yeah. It's not like, I'm ready to suck in the world. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Interesting. Wow, this is a cool toy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's cool. By the time you guys hear this, my review will be up, so...
The box must have been massive.
No, it wasn't.
Really?
Yeah. It was probably half the size of your standard... No. 3/4 the size of your standard, like, high-grade Gundam.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
I got a whole bunch of other stuff, but I will probably spread those out just because I haven't had time to open them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Takes time to open these boxes, yo?
Well, what am I going to do? Open them all up and then just...
Look at them? Yes.
Yeah. What?
No.
Everybody in the club...
Open everything all the time.
No, because if I open them all up, then what am I going to do? Then because I'd want to check them all out at the same time, and that'd just be a waste.
Of times?
Yeah, because then I wouldn't know which one to keep focus on. It's the same reason I try to only play one game at a time.
Boo.
Right?
Boo earns.
So by the time I finish writing this review, then I'll open up something else, and I'll open up something else.
True. Yeah. True say.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's it. That's my week.
Wow, man. What? I don't understand how to do these wings.
But yeah, the wings are a bit tricky.
I don't understand. Like, one of them accidentally went back into place.
Like, they don't work out properly all the time. That's the problem with them. Like, it's not as smooth as I would have liked it to be.
Right.
But you gotta just fiddle with it. And I don't know if that's a design decision they wanted to make so that you don't break the gimmick.
Yeah.
Or if that's just how they wanted it to be.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So, Vince is right now fiddling with the wings.
Yes.
And it looks like he's going to break them, but apparently not.
No.
So, I don't think I have the finesse necessary for these kind of complex transformations that doesn't just involve me pulling out a leg or an appendage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you could pull out his arm if you want.
Oh, my God. You could just pull right out. The humanity of it all.
Yeah, if you want to just do some broken magnum.
He just throws his arm across the room. Yay!
What's weird is this toy comes with like a special tool to take it apart.
What?
Yeah, like there's a special tool that it comes with to take apart like the hands and stuff. I'm like, what's this for?
What do you mean the tool?
Like
a screwdriver?
No, it's like this little plastic disc that you slide over things and then it grips on and then it just lets you pull out certain sections.
Oh, wow.
So.
Hot.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Holy guacamole.
Yeah.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah, and I was like, that's something.
Yeah, that is something.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But yeah, no, that was my week, I think, yeah. So, Blavin, finish it off. I heard you got some big news.
I'll start with the small news first.
Okay,
this is something I've been doing in my a week that I found very interesting. So there has been this... TJ. There's been this... sorry, I just want you to listen to this because I think it's really cool. I think you'd be interested in it too. There is this guy who wrote a series of articles before in Magic the Gathering. And the article is called Pack to Power. So what this man did was he started with one pack of Rise of the Eldrazi, which was... Just the standard pack of the time. And his goal was to go from the cards in this one pack to a piece of the Power 9, which are valued at, like, thousands of dollars. He would trade until he would get to the Power 9. And this is from one pack, like, one booster pack he had from his store. And you know what? In the series of articles, he did it. He went from one pack... He traded out a couple of cards from it, got other cards, traded those, speculated value, traded more cards. And he did this through like almost 3-4 months. And at the end of it, he gave the whole binder away to the guy for one pearl, like Mox Pearl. It was worth like $800 or something.
Wow.
It was insane. Wow. So yeah, it was just quite the journey, like reading it. And so...
That sounds like that story of that guy who got a house... Who started out with like a pencil.
Oh yeah, and he traded until he got a house.
Yeah.
Really?
He just kept trading. Like he didn't add any money. Like he had a pencil and he traded it for like
something else.
And
then eventually like the monetary value of the thing he was trading got exponentially higher.
Like he went for a car to a boat, then a boat to a house.
Yeah, it was nuts.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Nuts. Yeah, so these kind of little things were like It made me realize that, you know, if you work at something a little by little, it works out.
Yeah, a little bit of work, dash of luck.
Yeah.
Sure,
dash of luck.
And so that brings me to my big news.
Oh, no.
A little bit of work and a dash of luck. I am now officially on the professional tour for Magic the Gathering.
Oh my God. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Champ is here.
The champ is here, everyone.
So now that you're a pro...
I'm
not a pro...
I'm a scrubber.
What do we call you? Pro qualifier?
So what happened was I was going to give up Magic because lately I haven't been doing so hot in the Friday Night Magic circuit.
Mm.
And I haven't been crushing or anything. And I've been working at it. I mean, I've been listening to a lot. I felt like I've been learning and playing better. But I just haven't seen any sort of
progress.
Indicator in progress, yeah. It's any sort of... I can see it, you know? I keep track of my wins and losses, and, you know, it's always either 3-1s or 2-2. A lot of 2-2s. A lot of 2-2s.
Yeah.
Hey, but I never go 1-3 anymore, so that means I always, you know, at least break even.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, I was just going to give up. And then my friend, Rob, big shout-outs, Rob Lombardi and John Booten. They've also qualified for the Pro Tour before. Rob has been like my mentor for the past 6 months.
Yeah.
He's on the Pro Tour and he's pretty good. He's like really good. And his last record at our store was like 49-0-2 or something. Like he never lost a match. Yeah, so he's really good. He told me, oh, just come out to Buffalo or whatever. If you're going to play in one of our events, just, you know, play in this one. So I went there and I went in expecting just to donk out and not do anything. So... I have a list here of what happened during the whole time. So what happens at these events? So I explained to Blaze today that Magic's broken up into four different types of tournaments. There's a Grand Prix, a Pro Tour, Pro Tour qualifiers, and Grand Prix trials. So Pro Tour is like the highest level, you have to qualify for it or be invited to it. Grand Prix are open to anybody to participate in. Same thing with Pro Tour qualifiers and Grand Prix trials. So at a Grand Prix, it's open to everybody, so it's massive.
Is that where you went to?
No. Okay. So it's like 2,000 people. That's the one I went to when I went to Toronto and Montreal. Mm-hmm. It was a Grand Prix, 2,000 people. So I think everybody in top 8 for there all qualify for the Pro Tour.
Yeah.
Because it's just so big that if you made it to the top 8, that's quite a feat on its own. I think that's how it works. And then a Grand Prix trial is something that you can do so that you can get buys for the Grand Prix. Mm-hmm. So that you can get buys so that you can start off the day with like 3 wins or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the last type of event is a Pro Tour qualifier where if you come first, you just get on the Pro Tour.
Okay.
And so the one that I went to was a Pro Tour qualifier.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's the format was Born of the Gods sealed, so 3 Peros packs and Born of the God, 3 packs of Born of the Gods. You play 9 rounds of sealed, and then when you're in top 8, you play 3 rounds of top 8 draft. My first opponent got disqualified because something happened. I don't know what it was, but he got disqualified. My second opponent was going to kill me,
mm-hmm.
but he played wrong, and then I killed him.
Oh. Is it best of 3?
Best of 3, yeah.
Okay.
My third opponent had the new red-green god, but I was able to defeat it and make sure that he couldn't kill me very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
My fourth opponent had to make sure my deck was real because he didn't believe that the cards I had were crazy. He thought my whole deck was crazy.
Yeah.
Because he didn't really put up much of a fight.
Yeah.
he even said, wow, I just got ruffle stomped.
Yeah.
My fifth opponent was a very good matchup for me. I was playing green-blue, so I had a lot of bounce spells.
Yeah.
And all he did was Tron up one dude, and I just bounced it, so he minused himself into oblivion.
Yeah.
My sixth opponent was playing red-green monsters, so that was also good for me because every time he would try to spend mana to monstrous his dudes, I just bounce them and basically make him waste a turn.
Yeah.
Then it came to my seventh round. In this round is the first time that I ever had to call a judge, and they gave me a ruling, and I actually appealed the ruling because I thought it was going to cost me the match, so the head judge had to come to my table.
Mm.
And this is when the stakes are on the line. And then, in essence, I was at fault because I've totally forgot that my guy had a totally different power and toughness, and it would have ate his dude, but I thought that it cost me the game, and I just put him in the bin.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't kill the guy.
Yeah.
So it was very bad on my part. That was my bad. And then after that, I had a loss. Oh. This is my first loss of the day. I mulliganed down to 3 the second game. But I got the guy down to 8, and he's just flabbergasted that I almost killed him,
mm-hmm.
running off top decking and only starting with 3 cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then my final opponent spoke to me and told me that, you know, both of us have a chance to make it to the top 8, and I have the slimmer chance because I had a loss and a draw.
Mm-hmm.
And he had 7, I think he had 7 wins, 1 loss.
Yeah.
No. That would have been 9. Yeah, 7 wins, 1 loss. So this would have been his 8th win if he beat me. And,
He asked you to throw, pretty much?
Huh?
Did he ask you to throw?
No, he said that we both have a chance.
Oh.
We both have a chance, but I know that his record is better than mine because mm-hmm. he has actually another win. He didn't ask me to throw anything. Okay, I never said that. Right. He just said that if either of us wins, if he won, he has a better chance of making the top 8 than me because, again, his record's better, and so his breakers and stuff.
Yeah.
And then my stuff, I have a draw.
Yeah.
So,
Okay.
So when he played against me, everybody was watching, and I won.
Mm-hmm.
But immediately after, every single person around were like, "You're so bad!" And I'm like, "I know." And it turns out that at one turn, he was actually dead. Yeah. And I didn't see the line of play that made him dead. And it just seemed like I was being a jerk.
Yeah.
And I was just like letting him, like, you know, giving him hope.
Yeah.
Also, I almost punched my opponent, which I apologize. Because when I won, I fist pumped. And I almost smashed him in the face.
Yeah.
That was my bad. So.
How close were you to this guy?
No, I extended pretty far. Yes! Yeah, like a oh! Yeah,
I fist pump, like, very, very far. That's not a fist, that's just a punch, dude!
Yeah. So you went for a punch and you missed. Yeah,
like, so that left me at 6 wins, 1 loss, and 1 draw. And so they were announcing the top 8 standings.
Yeah.
And they got down to 7th. And when they got to an 8th, when the judge was looking at the sheet, he couldn't really figure out how to say the person's name. And I'm like, oh my god, I hope it's me. This is the first time.
Yeah.
I hope it's me.
Yeah.
It was me. Oh, I was like, wow. Oh my god, play me. Wow. I went crazy. I knocked over some people trying to get to my friends to hug them.
Yeah.
And then, so I got into the top 8 draft.
Yeah.
And there was actually an actual pro who was there in the top 8 draft.
You crushed some names?
I didn't play him. But this man has been, he has top 8'd the last 9 PTQs he's been to. So he's pretty good.
Yeah.
So I drafted top 8 draft. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with how the top 8 draft goes.
No.
So in these top 8 drafts, you are basically told what to do every time. So they go, you open your packs and everything, yeah, and you pass it to the right or left. So I ended up drafting like a really good green-blue deck. And let me tell you, when you draft with people who know what they're doing, it is insane. Because all the signals are super, super clear. When you go to a random FNM and a person's going red-white and they see a sweet blue card or a green-blue card, they're like, wow, now I'm in green-blue. And it's like, what the?
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah.
it just doesn't make sense, right? But like when I was 2 down from the pro, so when he was passing to me, I saw cards that were very, very powerful, and I'm like, if you're not valuing this and not taking it, I must mean you're not in that color. Yeah, and the signals were super clear. But what happened was all of our decks were busted. These decks were insane. So, I was happy enough to be there. I didn't think I'd go far. I mean, my deck was whatever. Like, I thought it was good, but we don't know. I didn't know, like, if it was actually going to get there. So, I played against the first opponent, and he had both the red and the white god.
Yeah.
So, wow. That's a wombo combo, if I ever saw one. And apparently, according to the people around, I looked like I was being a jerk. Because I was all happy and jovial that I was in top 8.
Yeah.
So when we were playing, I was like, oh, yeah, so my guy kills your guy? Oh, that's cool, man. All right, you can put him in the bin. All right, my turn. Oh, you played that? I think I'll just bounce it. And then my friend was like, wow, you were looking like you were a jerk, this guy.
Yeah.
And this guy's sinking in his chair because he couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, cool, I bounced him. Okay, I'll attack for 10. And then the guy was
like, wow. What a dick. Yeah, what a dick.
Wow. So a couple of things too. After I drafted, it was cool that you can talk to your friends about it. So every person in the top 8 had a crew of friends that they'd all sit down and like discuss stuff. And me, Rob, and John, we all like wrote down like a huge cheat sheet. Like, if you're facing this deck, side in these cards.
Yeah.
And then the judge is like, can I review your notes? And then he looked at my notes, he's like, does anything here, he said to another, does anything here look immediately outstanding to you? He's like, this looks like just a bunch of letters. And then even I couldn't figure out my own notes when I looked. I'm like, what does that even mean? And then, so it was good that I had all these notes because you're apparently not allowed to have one cheat sheet to like help you sideboard and stuff.
Okay.
So it was pretty good. And then my second round opponent, I swiftly defeated. So the first opponent was red white. This other one was red white as well. So I defeated him the first round. In the second round, I was getting him, I was tempoing him. I set in some questionable cards just to get him, and I did. And then he pulls a land, puts it down, and slams his last card on the table. Like, he literally slams it on the table.
Okay.
And it's Elspeth. Whoa. And I'm like, oh, shit. So Elspeth's abilities are plus one, make three tokens, minus 3, I think, or 4, destroy all creatures on your opponent's side with power 4 or greater or something. And then her minus 7 is all your creatures get +2/+2 in life or in flying,
yeah,
and it lasts for the whole game. Like, I can't get rid of it in any way. Guess what happened? He got the emblem.
Oh,
plus
wow.
7, +2/+2, and flying. But you know what happened? He played 2 dudes, and he's doing math calculations in his head, and then he went to attack with the newly dudes he put down, and the judge and everybody around was like, whoa, whoa, whoa! Those are summoning sick. And then he just went, oh, shit.
These mofos don't have haste.
And I'm like, attack with my team. And I had this thing called the Bow of Nightlia. So all my dudes had death touch. Oh. And I'm like, yo, everybody at the club.
Getting death touch.
Yeah, everybody in the club getting death touch. And he's like, oh no. And then it's like, oh no. And then like, so we did the math and then I won it. And then this is where the amazing thing comes out. So remember how I said I got mana screwed against that one opponent that went down to 3?
Yeah.
He was my final round opponent in the finals.
Mm.
Fortunately for me, he was not. He could not go to the pro tour because it was his friend's wedding. So he said that we should split the prizes because he actually can't go. So he awarded me the flight and the hotel there, and I just gave him all the monetary prizes.
Oh, like the cards and the
cards and the $200 store credit and stuff. So that's it. And so just to let you guys know, at the beginning of the finals, they do allow you to split the prize in any way you want.
Oh, really? Yes. As long as you come to an agreement.
To an agreement, they allow you to split it in any way you want. So, again, you know what? A lot of luck went into this BDQ.
See that? A little sprinkle of luck. Get your wish comes true.
Yeah, so apparently I'm getting a trophy in the mail. I hope I don't have to pay duties on it. But, yeah, so now I am...
I'm sure that trophy's not worth $500.
Yeah, so now I am qualified to go to Pro Tour M15 in Portland, Oregon. So the Pro Tour format will be standard and draft of M15, meaning I have to play 3 rounds of draft, I think 5 rounds of standard, and then day 2, 3 rounds of draft, 5 rounds of standard again. And to make day 2, I need to go 4-4, which is 4 wins, 4 losses.
Wow. Okay.
Which seems easy, but then you realize you're playing against the pros.
Mad pros.
Yeah, mad pros.
Everybody on this level.
Yeah. So, and I want to clarify to everyone out there, I am an absolutely terrible Magic player. I have gotten better since I have started playing, but the amount of misplays I had in the Pro Tour qualifiers was insanity.
Yeah.
After people tell me about what happened during, I was just like, how did I not see that line? This is insane. Mm-hmm. So I'm not amazing, but, you know, I think that my work finally paid off, and I'm proud to say that I did.
It's good to hear.
And so I don't think I'm going to quit Magic just yet.
Oh, good.
I'm also getting sponsored.
Sweet.
For all the coming events by Dungeon Comics. So that's going to be quite the experience. I get to travel a lot.
Cool.
Mostly in the States.
So so you say you're in the Pro Tour. What does that necessarily mean? Does that just mean you get to go to every event?
No, I get to go to this professional event. And so the people who are on the Pro Tour are like other people who qualified.
Yeah.
And so there's, I guess, a fair few number of people who qualify. And I guess, I don't know if you could really call me a professional, but it is the highest level of Magic competitive play, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, I get that. I just want to mean, like is it like a yearly season thing? Like
it's a season thing, yeah. There's at least, I think, 3 Pro Tours a season or something. So something like that. I can't have 3 or 4. I can't remember
how many. So then next season, you'd have to qualify again.
I have to qualify again.
And when do these seasons run from?
Like a whole year, I think. It's like yearly. They have 3 per year or something.
Oh, okay.
So then they count your points per year and stuff. So
I think that's how it works. And then there's 3 of these major events.
Yeah. So you have. That's why people work in between months to try and get to these events, or go to Grand Prix to try and qualify for the Pro Tour is what you want to be, where you want to be. Yeah.
And this big one. When is it? The
August 1st, I think.
August 1st. Oh, we got a long time to go.
Yeah. So I have to do a lot of testing.
And long time to Magic.
Yeah. Long time to Magic. Wow. Yeah. So it's been very exciting. It's been a insane evening, because I wasn't even going to play. I was just going to dirtle around and do nothing.
Wow.
So I think the key there was that I had no expectations.
And, wow, look at you with your Cinderella story.
I know. Everybody was cheering for me because I was the underdog.
Yeah.
Because did you guys know that in top 8, they have the modified play draw rule, meaning that if you're seated lower than the person you're facing, they get a choice whether they get to play or draw against you. So every person I played had the choice against me.
Oh. Wow.
And guess who you face first? You're always facing
On so the opposite?
So I'm 8th, I face first.
Yeah. And so he was just like, alright.
Alright, let's battle. I'm like, oh, okay. It's not good for me. So yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, in top 8 draft I didn't drop a game. So
yeah, that's good. That's good to hear.
I beat an ultimated Elspeth. Yes.
Good. I've never seen anybody get that.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone beat it.
don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, well, it's that girl I was talking about, that huge girl that made her fly. I can't believe I beat that card. Card's insane.
It's good.
Yeah, so.
It's good.
Yeah, and I also frustrated my opponents because I was misplaying, but he couldn't capitalize on my misplays.
Oh!
I apologize.
Congratulations. No, man, that's all part of your plan. Yeah. You're misplaying on purpose.
Yeah.
You just, no, that's not a misplay, man. That's just cocky arrogance.
Mad strats.
Mad strats.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, no, that's what that is.
Yeah. So thank you guys for always, like, hanging around and playing drafts with me. So
I'm pretty sure.
No, you guys.
I'm pretty sure we didn't help you in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we didn't help.
No, no. When I play, it's like, oh, this is what I want to be doing, raffle stomping people, huh? I'm kidding. So Magic, I think, can be played in two ways. You play, your opponent plays Magic, or you play their Magic game for them. And I think most of my matches, I played the Magic game for them. Meaning, I attacked and did things in a way that I forced their hand every single turn. So I played their turns for them. It's like, you have to block now, or you're dead. So it was quite the experience. I really was fortunate and blessed to have like all these friends and you guys to help support me all over the place. So
well, it's great. We here at 300 Bits and support you.
Yeah. And then now Vince is going to brand me all over.
Yep.
I'm giving you friggin' buttons and stickers.
Some t-shirts.
We're going to get some custom pens.
We're going to tat you up when you're asleep.
Yeah. Right on your forehead. So yeah, when you look at your
opponent, like Mike Tyson
they face see tattoo. 300 in a Basement podcast.
That's a sweet tattoo. Where'd you get it? I don't
know. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I woke up with it.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah, so good times, good times.
Cool.
Yeah. So we should get like a silk screener and get some t-shirts going.
Yeah.
I don't need a silk screener. Just need that thing you buy at Staples, then you can iron them on.
Oh, okay. Because yeah.
we're not mass producing them. We're just one guy is gonna wear this shirt 7 days a week.
Yeah, but we gotta make like 7 shirts.
7 days.
A week. We don't need a silk screener. We just need one afternoon and a very good iron.
So I think my reputation is gonna be like, oh, is that guy who misplayed his way into the Pro Tour? Yes, that's Flavin.
Yeah.
Next, you'll be that guy who misplayed his way to the top.
Yeah, imagine.
That's why you gotta, from here till then, you gotta train.
Yeah.
You gotta train in your misplays.
Yeah.
When to misplay, when not to misplay.
Yeah, of course I played a draft today, and I go 3-1, and then the only loss I had was to my sensei, so of course that's how it works out, right?
Did your senpai notice you?
What? No, yeah, we were hanging out the whole time. Yeah, just talking about bad beat stories.
Yeah.
In the night or whatever, so.
Well, it's good.
It's good.
It's
good. So, yeah.
So, that's the show.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to everybody.
Everybody in the club.
I noticed you posed these Galgagars with fist bumps.
Mm.
One thing I forgot to mention was that in July, they're making Gal Figar. And as much as I want that toy, the real reason I want him is he comes with a hand that's half a handshake.
No.
To give to Genesic, so they could just handshake.
Does he also have one?
Yeah. Genesic doesn't come with anything. It's Galfigar. He comes with both hands.
Oh.
And you give one to Genesic and one comes to Galfigar, and they can just handshake.
That's cool. Amazing.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I want to write.
I'd buy that. I'd buy it just for that.
That's what I'm buying it for.
That's like saying, would you buy these two Magic cards if now their pictures interlock? Yes.
Yeah.
I will rebuy these cards.
How come Magic doesn't have that gimmick?
I don't know. It's too serious.
Like you put two cards together.
And the joke sets they did, but you know, yeah. they're too high class now.
That'd be awesome if like the flavor text went all the way to the other card.
They do have that.
Same with the effects.
It's called BFM, Big Furry Monster.
Oh.
You have to put it two side by side, and the mana cost is like 20 black. Oh, it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right then. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Next week is, I don't know.
April Fool's. I'm kidding.
That's tomorrow.
Is it?
Yeah. All right. See you guys later.
See you later.
Bye.